2 minutes left in overtime. Austin Young at the line. The Henry County Wildcats down 47-45.
That last foul was on Troy Phelps for Gallatin County, number 30, and that was his fifth foul. Checking in for Gallatin County now is Austin Chapman.
And Austin Young sets up for his first. That one's up, and swish. That's good. Austin Young now 9 points for the night. Looks to set for his second. That's up, and that's good. Make it 10. Carlton brings the ball up the court for Gallatin County. He then passes to Joe Sargent into a double team back out to Carlton. Carlton drives, pass to O'Connor. O'Connor looks maybe for another pass as he jumps, and that's deflected by Austin Young. He now passes it to Dakota Estes to bring the ball off the court.
That was just a really unnecessary pass, and I'm not really sure what he was trying to do with that.
Definitely rushed, and I don't agree with you. You want to calm down, you want to look for a good shot.
Gallatin County set up in a 2-3 zone right here. Oh, nope, they switched to man-to-man. And I think that that's going to work better for him here in
the
overtime.
That's a good call by Coach Jones. Dakota Estes dribbles out, and he passes to Young. Young into Wondrak. Wondrak goes up for the shot. Looked to be a foul on the shot and a foul on the rebound as it looks Chase O'Connor and Wondrak get into it for the rebound. The foul is on Chase O'Connor. That'll put Wondrak at the line to shoot two.
He only has 2 points for the night.
Very uncommon, especially in the last couple games for Wondrak.
Definitely. He had about 10 in the first quarter the other night against Owen County.
And his first one is good. Make it 3 points for the night. He looks to set up for his second.
Robbie Cruz checking in for Henry County.
He goes to set up. And that's no good. Robbie Cruz will take a seat. Looks to be a walk by O'Connor on that rebound.
You know, I think that was a good call by the officials. It's a tight game, and it was a close call, but I think they made the right choice.
Some might disagree with you, Ken. Carlton setting up offense for the Gallatin County Wildcats.
They really haven't had much of an offense tonight. They haven't been able to set anything up and run it right. But give credit to Henry County's defense. Man, they're tough out there tonight.
Absolutely, and the crowd is definitely going to tell you that. Looks to be Carlton passes to O'Connor. O'Connor out to Sargent. Sargent looks for the pass inside. He can't find it. He dribbles out. Quick handoff to O'Connor. O'Connor still with the ball. He drives into the basket. And that's no good on the shot, but a foul looks to be on
Wondrak. And that's his third foul, team A.
That's no good. That's going to put, I believe, Gallatin County's best free throw shooter at the line.
But, you know, he only has 10 points for the night, and that's unusual for him.
Very uncommon. Very uncommon. He's a star player for Gallatin County, and he shoots his first free throw, and that's no good. Definitely not a surprise here on this type of night for Gallatin County.
It may just be me, but he looks a little bit tired tonight.
Absolutely. I can't remember a time I saw him on the bench here in this second half through overtime. Let's see if he can pull off this second free throw for the Gallatin County Wildcats. And that he does. That'll put Gallatin County up one. Estes bringing the ball down the court for the Henry County Wildcats. He passes. That's picked off by O'Connor. O'Connor with an open layup. It's missed. McCubbin tries to put it back in the air. Doesn't go. Young for a rebound to Estes. Estes dribbles into traffic. He passes out to Young. And Young fouled so badly on his shot. That'll put him at the line again. And as we've seen before, that's not the man you want at the line if you're Gallatin County.
You know, something I'm really confused about is why Henry County's having Estes bring the ball up the floor. Typically, Landon New brings it up, and Dakota is just kind of rushing it tonight.
I agree. I don't like that call by Coach Welch, but, you got your best player there at the free throw line, and hopefully that's going to put points on the board for you.
And he makes that first free throw.
Austin Young hits his second. That'll put Henry County up one here with 54 seconds left in overtime.
And that's a timeout by Henry County.